All right, hey, we are at one of my favorite places in the world, Gary's Wine and Marketplace in Wayne, New Jersey, with Gary himself.
Good morning. I haven't seen you in forever. I know. I've been a little disappointed.
We're just surrounded by 50,000 bottles right now. We also have Lisa Justice. She runs the private label portfolio. John Visser's here, director of e-commerce. And there are these bottles that are labelless.
Exactly. And they're homeless.
Because we have no labels.
And they're homeless. And
we have no labels in life.
We're going to provide a label. So as you know, or don't know, we have a project called Go Figure.
Which is your private label.
It's our private label. Mm-hmm. Wineries, many wineries have extra fruit that don't fit their portfolio. They produce too much. They have ability to grow more, buy more than they could sell.
And it's Mother Nature too, right? Certain years, 2012,
yeah, so
13,
in this case, it's a producer that produces $125 Cabernets.
$125 Cabernets. Oh, so it's a high-end producer.
And they probably bottle 200 cases for themselves. That's about all they can sell. Spring Mountain Fruit, about 200-case producer.
But not Spring Mountain.
Not called Spring Mountain, but it's on Spring Mountain.
Which is fantastic.
And they have enough acres. They could probably produce 1,200 cases of wine, 1,400. So they always have that extra fruit. And they emailed us and said, would you be interested in tasting our extra fruit? So we said yes, and that's what we're tasting. And it's hard to tell from this, but it's 2014 vintage. And this is 50% from two different vineyard blocks. That's what we need to know.
So before we taste, though, the reason that they don't make it all themselves is because it would diminish the value of
exactly.
the wine on the market.
From a marketing point of view and a sales point of view, they know 250 cases
is enough.
Is their number.
Because then it becomes prestigious and people got to have it and all the wine snobs of the world run out and buy it.
So they go and they make their blend from all of their vineyards.
Right.
And then they now have 100 barrels left over.
Right.
And
for guys like you, which is amazing.
Exactly.
So now, do you say, I want 50% from this lot and this lot, or is this a crapshoot?
It's a crapshoot. They put together some blends, and then we would, if we liked it, we'd pick the blend, and then that blend would have a certain amount of cases available.
This is really super cool. Now, the other thing is, you have to have a nose for super young wine, right? Lisa, you're nodding your head. Because you have to know that this is going to grow into something. How?
Experience
a lot of taste. You know, we taste a lot of. Well, you did last year, right? We did Premier Napa Valley last year,
which was amazing.
You taste over 200 wines,
and I don't know how you did
raw wines from a new vintage. So by doing that regularly, this is really the same essence. You're tasting a wine, and I believe we're always tasting it at the second worst time it'll ever taste. The worst time is a couple weeks after bottling. Because it's all messed up. It's like
it's all confused.
Yeah,
it has to get back together.
Right.
I understand.
So this is the worst time because it's not finished. It's just and this they put them in these little bottles. They literally went to put the blend together, put it in a bottle, FedExed it to us. We got it yesterday.
Okay, so could you argue it needs to sit?
No, because my fear is because they are not corked, not finished. There's no. They don't add any sulfur on top of it to protect it. That was in a few days.
The preservatives that keep the wine.
It will lose its freshness.
It'll start to fall apart.
You're just looking for components, just to see where the fruit is. You're not looking to see how the whole package is, just components of it, and that will become.
So what are you what do you taste in this right now?
This.
I think it tastes good.
It's actually a little bit more finished than I would think. It's a little
That
could be that it's 14 vintage.
Exactly.
You know, it's got dark
fruit.
It's got that. Yeah. Not. I don't want to say like prune because it's not. It's not there.
It doesn't hit it, but it's.
But it's getting right to that point of richness and ripeness.
It's real silky as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean the finish is really good. You would think you could almost argue
bottle.
That you could just bottle it and drink it right today.
Almost.
14 was another great year out there.
Mm-hmm.
They keep hitting it out there, huh?
You know, it's funny because we're just drinking it, again, out of these little bottles, half bottle. You can't see them, but visualize.
I'll take a picture.
Half bottle. What would a half bottle look like?
Right.
And they literally have a blend, and they put it in a spigot, and they sent it to us. We're not aerating it. We're not doing anything. And I got to tell you,
And it's still really drinkable.
I'm reasonably dressed.
That's really impressive.
So that
we didn't know the varietals at all. Like, because it seems like it's got a little bit more low in the blend.
I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought they did, but I got to look. I couldn't find it. I thought she sent me that, and I'll find out. I don't think this is 50%. But, we will know that at the end of the game.
Now, do you ask for that, too? Are you open to they could throw in whatever they want, or are you looking for 100% cap?
No, we're looking for the best wine that we can get for the cheapest money that we could then sell.
Best value.
Yeah, if it's got good figure, it has to over-deliver. That's the game. It has to be, the wine has to be better than the amount of dollars you're paying. Whatever you're paying, it has to be better. So
that's a good standard.
That was 50-50 from two different
vineyard blocks. So this is two different vineyard blocks, not necessarily, but we don't necessarily know what grapes.
No.
No.
This is fun.
And this is 90%.
We like this.
Yeah. And 10.
So are you going to rate it now, Lisa, and give it like on a scale of 1 to 10?
No, I'm just going to put a little mark on the label to say that one was
it was a thumbs up.
And
okay.
I believe before you go to press, so to speak, I'll be able to get us the
Real McCoy?
What's in it. So this we're doing 90% and 10%. So it looks like it's the same locations,
exactly.
But now we're heavy on one. And this comes from our relationships. You know, it's a friend of mine. She said, I know you have this Go Figure project. I think I could help you. And I'm like, can I help you by taking some of your extra wine? She says, no, I could help you by providing you a great wine. That's where the dance begins.
Mm-hmm.
You have to negotiate early on.
Yeah, it's not somebody in a cart on the side of the road. These are like really gifted winemakers.
Right.
That Gary's friends with.
And you feel guilty.
You don't
only
feel guilty,
to a point.
Gary.
Right.
We all know you well enough. You don't feel guilty.
I always remind myself, this is my retailer hat talking.
Oh, that's chewier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chewier, a little bit more backward with all the tannin right up in the top.
It's funny because I think she visited us when I was in Napa to show us two samples, and one of them, we were like, we didn't know when.
The tongue stuck to the roof.
I think this could be that. Because this is a bigger boulder.
It's bigger. Yes. It's a little bit closed, though, too.
Yeah. But it's got, again, you get that core of good solid fruit.
Yep.
But it's too. It's.
Whereas the first one we said you could almost bottle it and drink it now.
Drink it right now. This.
This not.
Yeah, that.
Okay. But down the road.
Right. That's the thing,
you can
right?
Tell that one's going to blossom.
You can tell, right, that the second one. That's what you meant. The second one is going to blossom. Yeah, because it's like
it'll need
smooth
time.
Out.
The first one is blossoming right
yes.
now. This one needs more time.
By the way, this is part of your work today.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, yesterday, how many bad wines did we taste yesterday?
Too many to count.
It's not always like this.
We should have been here yesterday.
Yeah,
I would love to
yesterday?
Actually taste crappy wine with you.
You know, because what happens?
We'll invite you.
No,
please.
No offense to all of our friends in the industry, but there are a lot of these big companies that have a lot of leverage with our wholesalers. And we have great relationships, so we taste and try it.
Yeah.
And they're all their priorities. And so we taste them. And this is the new $12.99. This is the new $14.99.
That's the $40. Thank you.
Oh, the $40.
Because that's the finished product.
Sure.
Is that what we're talking about these days? Anything under $15?
No, I mean, we get a lot of great $15 wines from Chile, from Spain,
from
Portugal that are authentic wines. What these are designed for a consumer. Maybe they're a little bit fruity. I think yesterday we found a little residual sugar maybe in some of the wines.
Totally. But that's that in theory is what the consumer's looking for these days, right?
Right.
80-20.
Whether we believe that to be true or not.
Yeah. So this is 80-20. Same. Everything else says the same, but it's 80-20. But I know I have. I thought I looked yesterday, and I only saw the thing that said it was coming. I didn't see what was in it.
Oh, but that's definitely less chewy or less. This is cool. Okay, so.
Wow.
That's a third. This one is 80% one.
I think it's vineyard, but it could be.
You think it's vineyard, 20% another one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a little smoother than the one before.
Something's coming across a little sweetness. You're getting a little bit of that.
Everyone's chewing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's another chewy one.
It is chewing. We can't have her hear this before I negotiate final price.
But it's you can see the difference between these two because it's more round and it's more of a finish on this.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I mean, I would assume either this is a higher level of Cabernet and she's throwing in some more Merlot. Maybe that could be something.
The second one you're saying has
right.
more cab.
We think so because that's a little more green.
That's how it felt.
This has got a little bit more fruit again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all coming up?
So
And then that becomes a stylistic. It's really more a style question over a quality question.
Isn't this a lot like people could do this at home? Where they
yeah.
pull out a bottle of Cab, pull out a bottle of Merlot, and start mixing until you're happy?
yeah. So this is the one that the screw top had fallen off.
So it's crap?
So, you know, could be terrible, yeah.
But it's the same thing, isn't it?
75-25. This is what we do all day.
I knew it.
That doesn't smell that bad.
It's amazing how, so the percentages change, you can simply taste the difference.
And I did a final blending for one of our products, and it was, when we got there, it was 100% Cab. And he had a Petit Verdot
you can't tell.
Blender. So we started at 90-10. We said, okay, 90% Cab, 10% Petit Verdot to 100% Cab. And we ended up at like 96% Cab. And it was clearly each one was a difference.
It's amazing. Okay, so we don't know. So what's your favorite?
Okay, yeah.
All right, what's your favorite?
Favorite for when? It's probably the last one.
My favorite right now is going to be the last one, the 75-25.
The one we just tasted.
Yes. My favorite for down the road is going to be the second one.
The second one, I could tell. But now what about the first one? The first one is... too young? I mean, too perfect for?
It's
too ready to drink.
It's too ready to drink. Right.
So it's not going to be good.
Once it's in bottle, it may be.
And
I think that does come with tasting a lot of young,
right.
you know, young wines like that. You don't want to, you're not looking for the wine that's, you know, just perfect to drink right now because you want to see how it develops in the bottle.
I think the 75-25 has a little bit more character than the 50-50. You know what I mean? It's giving me a little bit more.
I
think the 90-10 is just so smack you in the face. And the question is...
But to Lisa's point, right? A couple years from now, it might be Rockstar.
Right.
It's completely
Absolutely.
Different. So it's a crapshoot, so, or can you tell?
No, we could tell.
No, we could tell.
Oh, you could tell.
This will develop. This will age.
Good question. You can tell just because you've tasted the previous vintages of it. I think that...
Right. Right. It's like muscle has memory. Your taste buds have memory. Yeah.
And if we had this bottle tomorrow and shipped here, and then in 3 months you were having a grilled steak dinner and you opened up that wine, you wouldn't think it needed more time.
Now, may I ask, what are you going to price these at? Can you tell?
I can't tell because I don't remember what they were going to cost us.
Okay.
But I will get you that information.
No. I'm just ballpark.
I don't know.
Ballpark.
I
what do your go
bucks.
Figures? Okay.
I think this one, I think she originally said, it should be a $75 retail based upon the cost of fruit. I don't think I can get there, you know, emotionally.
Emotionally.
Look,
a Napa Cab at $50, I hate to say it, is somewhat of a bargain these days.
Yeah. So what we're going to taste now is a finished go figure. This is lot number 40.
Correct.
And this is the red blend.
That is correct.
So this one, we challenged a Napa winery to make us a...
You're great, thank you.
Merlot Cabernet base red.
Oh, yum.
You know, something that
that's
people could just
super nice.
$20.
So you went through this process already with someone else?
Yeah, so this is completed.
This is
so
the done. This is
so we called him up and we said, what we need from you is $20 Napa. He said, okay, next. We can't do it. I said, okay, how about we take Cabernet off the label and we make it a blend using your great Merlot that you can't get a lot of money for. Because people don't spend a lot of money. He said that I could do. So he, I think it's like 55-60%
Merlot. 54% Merlot. 29%
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon. I just typed this out yesterday. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's really nice.
It's Cab Franc and Petit Verdot are the other two.
So now, it's $20.
That's
a great bottle of wine.
That is super.
Super fun.
That is super. Now, is it because it is no longer 100% Cab and because the other stuff is not priced as high?
Well, Cab Merlot right now, there's a couple value grapes.
Wow, that is super nice.
Petit Syrah. You can get good Petit Syrah for less money.
Always think of Petit Syrah as like adding salt. Like it's like a little bit of it at the end.
We
just makes a huge
difference.
Right. Just makes a difference.
But Merlot, good Merlots are just not set. You know, we have a couple, but most wineries are afraid to bottle a $50 Merlot.
Yeah, so, why is it? Merlot can't get out of its own way.
It's still the side
stigma. How could that be?
Although we did, you know, to name a name, Barnett Merlot, we tasted at an event, and I didn't tell people it was Merlot, and they thought it was just a really accessible Cabernet. So great Merlots can fly. So this is the
that's
this
the thing.
Is what
you have
we
to
do.
Lie to people.
Wow. Retailer.
I lie to people.
Okay.
Another problem with Merlot is they don't usually plan. Like in the better sites, they're not planning Merlot. They're planning Cabernet.
Well, now they are.
More
they're,
on the hillside.
They've ripped
I mean,
out.
Some of the best Merlot is from hillside vineyards.
Yeah. But now, but again, same thing. If you and I don't remember the dollar, the gallons, but if you can get $150 retail price for a cab from a hillside and $60 retail price from a Merlot from a hillside.
From the same spot, basically.
Or it's $30 or $25 for a Sauvignon Blanc from the same thing, you're going to rip everything out and make only Cabernet. And then you're going to buy Sauvignon Blanc from somebody else, and that's what it works. But this is how we do Go Figure. Sometimes we do it here, and many times we'll do it in Napa.
Oh,
or wherever the
Napa's probably a better place to do it.
Well, it's more relaxing. This is.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. All right, so everyone's going to come try the Go Figure.
Yes,
Chintan. Nice job.